Welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program. Mike Marfitt with you on this Thursday morning. My special guest this morning is calling us by phone, and he's the man who won the runoff election back on Tuesday to become the new Hall County Commissioner for District Number 1. Mark Turner joining us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
I'm blessed, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
So you got caught up yet?
I'm sorry?
Got caught up yet?
We're answering a lot of phone calls and a lot of texts and been out picking up signs. We got to get those up in a timely fashion. So it's been busy the last couple of days, so I'm ready to go to work. But unfortunately, I don't start till January. I just want to give a big shout out and a thank you to everybody that voted for me. And even the people that didn't vote for me, maybe I can earn your trust. Because my main focus is to change South Hall and make South Hall what we want it to be. And kind of slow down this growth and things like that. And it's home. This is where I live. I've lived here all my life. And I want to preserve it for my kids and your kids and my grandkids and your grandkids. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, congratulations on the win. I know you said you were sort of surprised that you won the election back on Tuesday. Why is that?
Well, I'm going to tell you, Mike, I went into this thing like this. If God wanted me there, he would put me there. And if I didn't win, then he was protecting me from something. That's kind of the way I went into it. And it's tough to beat an incumbent, especially one that's been in there for 3 terms. I'm just blessed. I'm thankful. I never did hold my breath. I was always kind of in the back of my mind, this may not happen, and if it didn't, I was okay with that, not really, because of course I want to make South Hall what it needs to be, But that's kind of the way I looked at it, just putting God first, and if he wanted me there, I'd be there. So give all the glory to him. So
always, we're talking with Mark Turner, who will be our new District 1 Hall County Commissioner coming up in January. So a lot going on these last 6 months, as you well know. So what do you think the agenda is going to be? Because you got Ms. Cooper working with the other two members that have really been going in one direction against our Hall County Commission Chairman David Gibbs and the District 3 Commissioner Greg Poole. It's almost like 3-2 in a lot of ways. So I think a lot of things can be done here in the next 6 months before you take office, or maybe they can slow things down. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that, and also, I'm going to reach out to the other commissioners, Billy Powell and Jeff Stowe and all those guys, because we need to work together. I know that they collaborated a lot on their voting and things like that. Not saying I'm going to do that, but we've got to be able to talk to them. I don't think there's a lot of dialect going on between the commissioners right now, the 3-2. Maybe I can talk to them and sway their decisions, it's not about, to me, it's not just about busting up the 3-2. We all got to work together. We got a job to do. We got to protect Hall County. And I tell you, one of the things that, if you just go out there and you just take, like, for example, if you take a gun and you just shoot aimlessly and you don't have a target to aim for, you're going to miss it every time. I want to see what their target is, what my target is, what the citizens want. And then we can, as a board, shoot for that goal, to make the citizens of Hall County happy and make Hall County what it needs to be. That's my goal.
So how in the world right now, and you got 6 months to look at this, sir, is that how you look at putting things together, I think from the community standpoint, of how divisive things have been. Just for example, one of the big issues now is with the courthouse we voted on last November. Is that, okay, how important is where this building goes?
There again, like I said, and I said this from the day one of my campaign, what may look good today, you look down 15 years down the road, and it's, a travesty. It's bad, So I want to see what their goal is. Why do you want it up here? Why do you want it so bad at uptown, when we could ease traffic? And then get their input on you know, because I know they're going to rebuttal on that, and that's fine. And tell me your perspective. Why? Why do you want, you know, why don't you want it down at the government center? I was on the phone with another representative last night for about an hour and a half, and, you know, and he had some thoughts on the courthouse, and I listen to everybody, you know, and then I think from there we'd make an educated decision. But bottom line is, it's, you know, what's good today may not. The way I run my business, Mike, is, you know, sometimes the best business you get is the business you don't get. Now, I'm not saying we don't need to build a courthouse. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, they always say location, location, location. So, you know, I just think we need to talk about it.
So with that, tell me about the availability you're going to be to the people in District 1, and then really all in Hall County, getting their input in what they want to see happen in Hall County.
Yeah, we're starting to reach out to people now. I'm meeting with somebody this morning, and we're going to start reaching out to these communities to just talk and see what their goals are, what they want to see South Hall be like. For example, down around Friendship, I was down at Reunion and Dale Webb down in that area, and talking with some people down there last week, and you know, they understand the affordability, you know, affordable homes and things like that. But it, you know, you don't want to just throw them up little starter homes anywhere when you have, you know, high end homes down there that wouldn't be a fit. So there again, it just goes back to, what do you want to put? Where do you want to put it? And does it fit? And the narrative of, you know, what's already down there. And that's, you know, yeah, we're reaching out to people now and just kind of get a vision and see what we want to get.
Well, it's always nice to hear people ahead of time rather than you find out. A lot of times you get a phone call from somebody and they're always complaining about something that's happened to them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and I'm going to try to be, I'm not going to try to do anything. I'm going to be 100% reachable. I've been giving my phone number out to people, and just while we've been talking, I've had about 3 phone calls right now that I got to call back. But yeah, you can call me anytime, and I'm going to try to set up at least a quarterly meeting somewhere down in the South Hall area, you know, at a good restaurant where we can talk about issues and what you guys want, and you know, in the direction that we see it going, and what we can do to either slow it down or, you know, or whatever. I think transparency is key in this whole issue. You know, we've been 12 years, kind of, I'm not going to say untransparent, but a lot of it has been. And, I think, it's just time for some change, you know.
Well, you know, you've always got an open invitation to join me here to talk to our listeners and the people in the Hall County area about issues going on here in the county, and I encourage you to be with me as often as you need to be here and you want to be here. You always got an open invitation to come by the studio or join me by phone anytime to talk about things we're talking with Mark Turner. Final thing for you, what's the next step? I know you got some training you had to do from the Carl Vinson Institute.
Yeah, I think that's in November. I think they want to wait till after the you know, the November election and everything. We got to do that, and like I said, I'm just reaching out to a lot of the. We're going to start calling people on the Oakwood City Council, the city of Oakwood, you know, Flower Branch, City of Gainesville, meeting these people, let them meet me, and just, you know, try to build a relationship there, because you know, a lot of times people will complain about something going in, and it's not in the county, it's in Oakwood or Flower Branch or even the city, and a lot of people don't understand that we don't have any involvement in that as far as you know, what goes in there. So, but yeah, I've already made some connections on the Flower Branch City Council, and so and down in Brazoson as well. So I'm just going to continue to do that, and you know, get to know these people and let them get to know me, and we just all need to work together and make the Hall the best it can be.
All right, sounds like a great plan. Listen, thanks for joining me this morning. Again, congratulations on winning the election. You're going to be talking a lot between now and January before we work with you, okay?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it very much. Mark Turner joining us this morning on Community Focus on 97.5 Glory FM. Hope to have him and the commissioners joining us on a regular basis to talk about issues here in the Hall County area. That's Community Focus for this Thursday morning on 97.5 Glory FM.